What is up, Tether Radio fam? This is your pal Al, and I'm here with Daniel and Larry.
Hello.
Larry's almost off the podcast. This is Untethered 29, and we are just gonna dive right the fuck into some topics because Larry's ready to fight.
Dude, I teased it on Monday.
Shit, and Larry, I didn't realize you'd already taped your hands. Put those gloves on, brother.
Ready to go, man.
Just hopping back and forth.
This shit,
And in this corner, we have...
Dude, I hope...
Wearing no trunks at all.
I hope that the tease on Monday really does this justice because I have things to say.
What day is it?
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so coming at you hot. The Senate, as you may or may not know... they proposed something. So this article is coming at you from politico.com. Take that as you will. Senate Democrats are proposing a sweeping rewrite of the military draft laws aimed at requiring women to register for selective service system, which is the draft. The changes to selective service could be attached to the National Defense Authorization Act, a defense policy bill that one of the few pieces of litigation considered a must pass by Congress. Yep. And feminists everywhere, fake feminists, that is, are going fucking crazy.
I would love to watch you define real versus fake feminism, but that is a whole different episode, so let's stay on this.
So... I will answer that real quickly. All right. So fake feminism to me is someone that selects bits and pieces of feminism and runs with that.
But so you're using feminism to define feminism. So so you know what I'm saying? So it's like
feminism
bits and pieces of equality.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
To define
bits and pieces of what they want. So
hey,
like,
so are women allowed to serve in the military?
Yes.
So fuck a draft. No one wants to be drafted. This is dumb.
No. First of all.
Well, wait. So, and honestly, and I'm just going to be like,
until
I just want to hear
a mess.
Until
this is
going to
be a mess, but it's going to be a beautiful mess.
Until a few years ago, women were not allowed to serve in combat roles.
Sure.
Okay.
And then they were like, hey, we should let women serve in combat roles. And
do you have any idea about when?
2016. Yeah, so there you go.
I don't know that off the top of my head. I had another article open.
So like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And then once that happened, it was a shit show. So like when, depending on the branch you're in, when you go to your training school, depending on your MOS, you have to pass it.
You're going to have to define it.
Don't
MOS.
Know what that is.
Yeah.
Your MOS is your military occupational...
Operating system.
Whatever. No, it's not operating.
She's not going to hang this shit up.
Damn it. Military occupational specialty.
Okay.
Which is your job.
Sure.
Right. So, women were failing out of infantry school.
Okay.
Which is the combat, one of the combat jobs.
Because I'm assuming there's some
it
kind
was too
of
rigorous.
Physical... Yeah,
it
there's
was
some
too
kind
rigorous
of physical...
Women, okay. Right? So it was all like equality, you know, which I'm down for it.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. Don't read me wrong here. I'm down for it. If you want it, fucking go in it.
Yeah.
But then you start saying, well, I can't do this part of it.
Yeah.
Change the rules for me.
So this is the thing that I, because Megan and I were talking about this the other day, and I was just like, I love my wife, but would I rather have any other male other than my wife fighting beside me in a trench? Yes, because if I get injured, I know for a fucking fact she's not going to be able to do anything.
That's immediately going to be like, bone, there's bone show. No, that, I'm out. This is
no,
not
but
for me.
Even if you're not put off by
sure,
that,
sure.
It's like the physical acumen that is required. more effed. And I understand.
She's going to have a harder time carrying you off the field than Larry is.
Yes. Completely and that's understand. Literally, sure. It is, that's it.
Yeah, I
that's
understand.
Where,
I
that
understand.
Hard fucking stop.
Just to be clear, yeah. I understand the physical capabilities. I understand that men sometimes, not always, are stronger than women because there are some women that are stronger than men. There are some women that are more mentally stronger than men. Sure,
that's all women.
So
mentally, yep.
So honestly, I would be hard pressed to actually.
So I get it. I understand. Trust me, where I'm coming from this is if you are a feminist, a true feminist, you believe in equal rights, right? Mm-hmm. Like equal all the way.
I just don't think anyone's asking for the right to be drafted. Is where I'm like,
yeah, but no.
I see where you're going with this, but. No one's asking for this right.
In my
the right to serve in combat voluntarily, different.
Well, every American is born with so much privilege. Even if you're not a natural born American,
totally.
You have a certain amount of privilege by just being either a U.S. resident or a U.S. citizen, a naturalized citizen. You have this privilege. In my personal opinion, if you were to be asked or if it came down to defending those privileges, what the fuck is the problem? You know what I'm saying? That's an extreme scenario. Like, last time the draft was enacted was, what, Vietnam?
Yeah.
So it's not like an every war situation. Like, the global war on terror, that was a long war, and it's still kind of going. The draft wasn't enacted.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So let's say this passes. I don't, and this is going to sound terrible, but I would prefer to be fighting front lines kind of stuff. Infantry.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm using the wrong vernacular kind of thing. But if we did allow women to be drafted, then women could fulfill roles
anywhere.
Other than combat kind of thing to free up more men to fill combat roles.
Right. It doesn't necessarily... You don't...
Kind of just, thing. That's kind of where my head's at.
Okay, so just because you get drafted doesn't mean that you're going to get drafted in a combat situation.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
In a combat role.
It's just the fact that you would be active military.
Yes, at that you would get drafted to fill maybe an analyst role or support role for the infantry.
Like, if I was drafted, they'd be like, fine, you're writing our reports.
Yeah.
Shut up, though. Just shut up and
write. Dude, hey, what about Rosie the Riveter?
No, just shut up and write, bitch. No,
Rosie the Riveter. That do you realize how many rivets she put into planes?
God damn.
I'm joking, but fuck. You guys know where I'm coming at.
That being said, people were losing their minds because the first thing that comes to a lot of people's minds is like, okay, well, I'm going to be filling a combat role. That's not it. And before doing any kind of research, like I said, people were freaking out and were automatically taken to Twitter. And
that's what they do.
Well, so real quick, this is the actual war that is being fought in the United States. It's uninformed individuals.
Yes.
That's it. But anyway, sorry.
So we go to this beautiful Twitter post that, mine's not loading. But I won't name the postie. But it has the announcement that came out from The Hill, official Twitter page that was discussing the possibility of this happening. And the post said, "This is where my feminism ends." Right? I'm not looking at it right now because it won't load, so you guys correct me if I'm wrong.
The initial one says, "That's enough equality for today." And then a really high up reply says, my feminism ends here, I'm afraid.
That's enough equality for today. Could you imagine any other minority?
I think they're joking.
I know.
Because, again, this is not a right that anyone's asking
for.
No,
even if it's a joke, could you imagine any other minority saying...
Well, and honestly, playing the devil's advocate, do you think that men want to opt into
no
having their name in the
no bag. Some men and then
well we don't want that right
that's sure. that's what
okay
that's
we what can't I'm, opt out
but that's the thing it's like men never had a choice
yeah
men never had a choice in this
yeah
okay so
who made these laws
men exactly so yeah we'll eat this up and some men would be like no I don't want this I'm but not.
It sounds like Congress is going to eat this up.
Yeah, obviously, because they wouldn't have to go. They're too fucking old.
There's some good replies that take up the other side, too, that says, to all the guys who are out here talking so high and mighty because of the women joking, the replies, equality isn't women being forced to go to a war and die like you do. No one's saying that y'all should be doing that either. You're the ones who equate that with masculinity. Which I think is fair, you know? And, like, there's another one that says... I think
we're equating that with, like, defending... correct me if I'm wrong, but like obviously I would say that there are a select few that decide to put the United States into a war.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then the rest of us just have to fucking
I think the reason why that is said is the fact that men, and this is going to be again controversial, the fact that men are so attacked most of the time that we really don't have a right, like a right or a leg to stand on to like say, ha ha, who's even now? You know what I'm saying? That when this shit like this happens,
sure,
a lot of guys are like, ha ha, what about now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just...
So...
Well, okay, and not that I'm going to equate this on the same leg, but you have a lot of women that will stand up and be like, you know what, rock and roll, get out there.
Yes, they will.
Go be, real quick, in a different direction, along the same lines. And tell me if I'm just completely off base. But a lot of women will support a woman to work and, a woman to work, but they won't support a woman to stay home and raise kids. Kind of thing.
What do you mean?
Okay. I'm staying home with our kid. I'm raising our child.
I'm going to read this tweet. I'm going to read this tweet for you.
Do you think that there are guys out there that are like, yeah, stay home with your kid, raise the next generation. Fuck yeah.
No.
There's not.
No. There should be.
There's not women.
No.
There's not men. There's nobody.
We're not arguing.
But it's fine. I'm not attacking. I'm just saying
we're not
arguing
the fact that there should be.
It's no, no. It's just one of the things. Exactly. I'm just stating. Yes. I'm not even arguing.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with it.
No. Like, and
I agree with you. That's the wild.
You guys are tripping all over yourselves. It's cracking me up.
No, but it's wild to me that it's like in the same breath, people don't see normally that it's like, well, if you're really fired up about this, why can't you be fired up for the opposite?
Right.
Kind of thing.
Let me read this tweet for you.
So, I don't know. It's just strange.
This tweet comes from a woman, and it's a reply to this thread. ...
I don't even know what we're talking about.
...
A woman's place is in the kitchen. Yes, I do the cooking and the cleaning. I believe that a man should pay all the bills and a woman should just cook and clean. I do not want equal rights anymore. Sorry.
She replies and says, it's a joke. Laugh or keep scrolling.
And then underneath that, another woman said, the thing about me is I will get pregnant. And the thread, like, yes, jokingly continues all this shit. And I know how Twitter is. People are joking. People are, you know, just shit posting. But there are legitimate ways, like lists of ways that women could get out, posted by women, just get pregnant. Just say
okay,
this.
Donald Trump, just and your fucking healed.
I'll even take a step back from all of this, uh-huh, and just that is one of the big issues now, is that we communicate as a people, and I'm saying as a fucking society, in these ways that nobody, when everything is put into text with zero context, mm-hmm, nobody knows if anybody's like serious or joking, yeah, or fucking no. like, And so
going off face value here.
Yeah. And so it's really interesting. I'm glad that you brought this up because it's really interesting because I agree with both of you guys that like, dude, there's a lot of fucking tongue in cheek replies to this that it's like, obviously they're fucking joking. Then there's some that it's like, I don't know, are they? And then there's some that it's like, what? Like, what's even going on? And the problem is it's all mixed up together, and it's very difficult to
distinguish between one and another.
And I mean, dude, I am not on social media at all. That's why I fucking distance myself from all of this, because I legitimately struggle to understand whether or not people are joking. Kind of thing these days, because it's like one person will say something and then guess what, it gets sent to like fucking Delta Airlines and then, you know,
now you're
saying?
Banned for throwing a diaper
it's just wild. It's just it is the internet has turned into the Wild West that I don't want to derail too far, but like,
no,
Jesus, I probably already have.
That is that's the basic concept of this topic, is that, you know, you even have one that's like, yikes, land of the free, ? Like, yeah. Because of who?
Yeah.
Right. And I know you're looking at me like that, but sometimes you don't have a choice. Like people in Vietnam did. Like men in Vietnam did. Sometimes you don't. Do you think those, like the majority of the, fuck, our last president dodged the fucking.
Said that. Yeah.
You know, so come on.
I mean, dude, honestly, how many presidents have?
Yeah.
How many presidents?
How
many congressmen's kids?
How many senators? Like,
you know, dude. I mean, it's like.
Okay, dude. There is a reply that says, women, I want equal pay and rights. The government. And it's those two dudes from Pawn Stars that says, best I can do is war.
So, my thing with this is like, yes, I understand that a lot of this Twitter bullshit is a joke, and I know that, you know, a lot of people post on Twitter just to get follows and just to get retweets and whatever, but
just
like
to get ratioed.
Yeah, but just in reality, how much of a joke is the truth? Like when you say something and someone gets offended, I was just kidding. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah.
How far can we go before it's like, were you though?
Well, and I mean, like, well, it will be interesting to see how this plays out. And I know that's a complete cop out, like, comment, but like,
there's one tweet that said, "Y'all keep your rights. I'm staying my ass in the kitchen." Like, dude, okay, that's funny,
dude. And that was me.
But I mean, if
yeah,
the problem that I have is like, there are people out here, and by no means necessary am I saying that women do not have it hard in this country, because they do. I mean, there's a whole fucking amendment just for women to be, you know, just for them to vote. Yeah. Right. I'm not belittling the fact that women are a minority in this country. Just as, and that their opinions are not just as valid as every other minority in this country. I'm not arguing that. I'm not belittling that at all whatsoever. But when you think of all these movements that are happening in the country and in the world right now, for this to be something that you're like, oh, never mind. No, this is not something to fucking take a stance on and jokingly like back out of it.
And this is the other thing that is like, that Allie and I don't have is, dude, fucking perspective. You served. Like, now, whether or not you saw action or didn't, I don't fucking know. I don't know what you know, occurred when you were in the military. But the point is, you served. We didn't fucking serve. So you have a completely different perspective of it.
I believe I have a biased perspective of it.
I believe all of us do.
I would admittedly say I have a biased
perspective. But everybody has a bias about anything, you know?
Just because, like I said, it's our perspective, our personal, you know, perspective of it. And it's when people...
There's a reply that's like, you can still get drafted. And they're like, fine, ban the gays again.
Like, I mean... Dude, there are so many minorities in this country that are fighting for, like, just...
safety.
Just to be as equal.
Yeah.
Just for that minor little thing.
I mean, dude, how many people do you think would fucking, at the drop of a hat, sign up and be like, if you'll give me citizenship, I'll be in the military
every day
for a decade.
I had friends that did that every single day, dude. Yeah, that shit happens.
It's yeah.
Like, and you know how devastating that is for their families? It's like, where they came to the country illegally, so their kids weren't born legally in this country, and their kids are like, I don't want to wait 10 fucking years on my citizenship. All I have to do is join the military.
And so it makes me want to step back and be like, so is the United States really that bad? Is it still that bad?
Is it that bad that the easiest way to gain citizenship is to possibly die for a country that is not your natural country? I mean, it could be argued both ways.
Oh no, I agree. You know? I'm just saying it.
Wait,
grass always looks greener, I guess.
The draft only says that you have to require to register between ages of 18 and 26, and you're liable for training and service until the age of 35. Mm-hmm. Your bitch turned 36 last week. 2 weeks ago, whatever.
Wait a second. Do I have? I don't know. Oh, I did have the right one. Hell yeah.
So yeah, that was my controversial tease. I know you have something that you want to cover that's serious as well. So
yeah, we'll
do some stuff. Yeah. Dude. No, but thank you.
So if you have thoughts about this, hit us up, dude.
And if you want, we can talk about it and not name names or even genders or anything. Just say, yeah.
I did that previously. Yep. So let's bring it back to the great state of Tennessee, but not the great state in this manner. I had to explain to my wife what swatting was.
Oh,
she was like, "You mean like with your hand?"
Oh, no.
I was like, "No." Tennessee man sentenced for deadly swatting scheme over username. Now, I know Allie has this in her back pocket.
I don't know what episode.
No. What episode?
What episode?
No, reply all.
Oh, God. I don't know.
There's something,
top of my head,
the Instagram thief or something.
Snapchat thief. Oh, yeah. Right? I think they have also covered swatting incidents, but Snapchat thief was.
Because that's what this is about.
Trying to hijack someone's handle on a social media page. Yes.
Boom.
Yeah. Once again. Snapchat thief episode of Reply All is a it is masterpiece.
Amazing. Fucking great.
I have not had anybody that I've told to listen to it who has even started it that didn't just burn through it and be like, oh, the whole time there. It's so interesting.
That was actually the first episode of Reply All that I ever listened to.
That was the first one she recommended.
Yeah. And I was like,
I'm hooked.
Fuck. It's incredible. And it's, I don't even do Snapchat, but just knowing any social media, anything, even if you just ever wanted a Gmail name that's taken, you can understand and follow this.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I ended up with FJDKSLEO123 as my AOL name. So
it's just a key smash, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
and the best part is my good friends know it.
I only know it because I type like F and I wait for a second.
Is that what your emails? I never thought about that.
Swatting, real quick.
Oh, okay. I thought this was my order.
No, swatting is a criminal harassment tactic of deceiving an emergency service into sending a police and emergency service response team to another person's address. So basically, you call in and you say, there's a murder, there's a hostage situation, something like that, and you send sometimes the SWAT machine.
Oh my god, I wish we had.
I know.
SWAT machine.
Anyway, SWAT.
Team.
Thank you. Wow. I was almost going to do it again. They show up at your house, and a lot of times it'll be like a gamer on like Xbox Live or something, and somebody's mad at them and they SWAT them. But they'll be streaming on Twitch, and you'll see the cops come in while they're playing.
They're like, knock, 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 knock. Is this your mama's pussy 69420?
And they're like, yes, sir, I'm in the middle of Call of Duty. Can you wait a minute?
I'm in the middle of poning. Can you come back later? Anywho.
Okay, back so, to you.
A Tennessee man was sentenced to 5 years in prison this week for his role in an international swatting scheme that led to a person's death. So, I was like, first of all, this is absolutely bonkers to me that this all took place over an Instagram handle. Authorities said Shane Sonderman of Lauderdale County worked with others, including a minor in Great Britain, to try to force people to hand over control of desirable social media usernames through harassment, including swatting, which is exactly what Allie just defined for us. So in this case, they were trying to get the handle, the Twitter handle, I'm sorry, at Tennessee, which is super sad because later on in this, the man that passed away, Mark Herring, his daughter basically was like, he just used that because he loved like the Tennessee Vols.
That's so sad.
And he's an older man.
Yeah.
So emergency responders were dispatched, and when they arrived at Herring's home, guns drawn, they called for Herring to walk toward them, keeping his hands visible. As he did so, he appeared to lose his balance, fell to the ground, unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at a local hospital.
Damn.
He had a heart attack, dude. And he was 60 years old. So, this is just...
Dude, like, my mom's health is fine. And if you swatted her...
Dude.
She would likely... If you swatted me, I was gonna say,
my health is fine. And if fucking I look out the window and there's... Especially if you catch me on the wrong night and I've, like, had some drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
My heart... I got one of them easy hearts, you know? Right. It's like,
yeah.
Holy shit, dude. So they're trying, well, not trying. They actually got this guy, and he's got a co-conspirator in Britain, apparently, that is a juvenile. Dude, it is just, this is so fucking silly to me, and like, excuse me.
I get what you mean by silly, but it's not silly. The dude died. I know. So, I know you don't mean that. No, you're not lightning it.
I'm saying silly because I'm around a 3-year-old all day, and I'm not allowed to curse. And so I look for creative.
Did you mean fucking stupid?
I'm saying that this is fucking ridiculous, these pieces of fucking shit are absolute garbage, and...
I feel like that's a more appropriate wording.
And, and 5 years is, well, God, 5 years
it's
is...
It's tricky because he surely didn't mean to cause the guy's death.
He didn't mean to kill him, but God, dude, I just, like, honestly, he needs 5 years of, like, perpetual slapping.
Swatting, even.
Yes, swatting. Swatting in the literal sense, not the figurative sense, so... Yeah, dude. Shit is just wild. To give some, not background, but I guess periphery of other stories that have occurred. Other people have been hit up, and they've been told that it's like, oh my God, we're going to send all these unwanted food deliveries to you. We're going to report false fires at your home. And then they hit them up and they're like, oh, how'd you like all those fire trucks?
All over an email address?
Well, basically all over, I'm assuming like DMs and shit like that because they're...
No, I'm saying like the username was an email address.
Well, this is the Twitter these are
handle.
Different
the Twitter
people.
Handle. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
These
also,
are different
just DM
people,
me. But... I'll sell you it. Like,
right.
Fuck.
Yeah, but they're not going to fucking pay.
Right, right.
I mean, that's the whole concept. You and kill you. Yeah, it's like, God. Oh, yeah, how much does it cost to SWAT
so
somebody?
So let me get this straight. They harassed this man. The SWAT team showed up. And then he had a heart attack because of the SWAT team
just,
showing up.
Yeah, stress.
Just the shock of
correct.
The SWAT team. Did they actually kick down his door or anything
like that? No, that was, like, literally, they you know, entered his home, you know, and, which I guess, They just said that guns were drawn. They called for him. So they must have like kicked in his door or something.
Yeah.
And then they asked for him to walk forward, and he had his hands up and just collapsed. It's just, dude, it's fucked.
Was
it's
this fucked. A, now let me do a deeper dive. Sure. Was this a white man or
they don't
because say. I could understand both sides. If it was an older white man with, you know, heart problems or whatever, the trauma is the same. But in this climate,
mm-hmm.
if it was like a minority, I think the stress would have been a little. I think you would both agree that the stress would have been a little bit more intense.
Yeah.
Although I'm not downplaying. I think
we're splitting hairs. I'm not
downplaying.
But.
I'm not downplaying the stress. I'm
not, oh, no. Hair, I know. But. I know you're not. But I think that once your door's been kicked in, I believe everybody's saying, what? Like, honestly, you would be able to, like, know where I was in my home by the smell because I've shat myself. So his last name's Herring. I don't know if you can take anything from that.
No.
But, but yeah, dude, it's like, it's just fucking, it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, and it's, you know what it comes back to? Fucking social media.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is just more.
He is white. I have Googled him.
Good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not good, but
no,
like,
but
good for the,
you suck. No,
good for the information.
Yes.
Yeah. He's your classic white dude that looks like he's a papaw of four and he wears a lot of UT garb.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, it's still horrific, but
no,
like,
yeah, sure.
I was just saying, just to clarify, I was just saying good because good information.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. No, dude, I know you well enough that you're not wishing bad on the fucking fact that like he's white.
I don't want to, I already said something controversial at the beginning of the episode. I don't want another fucking target on my back. Okay.
Since we had a feminism thing, I really want to get to one more thing before we wrap.
All right,
please.
Let's do it. Yeah, okay. Let's do
I know
it.
We were already over.
Yeah, okay. We're good. We're good.
So the story is off Defector. Larry, you already packed the fuck up. How dare. Larry thinks we're done. Larry's
I do not want to subscribe to anything.
I knew you wouldn't. Okay, that's why I'm going to narrate it so
okay,
well.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Perfect. Defector is basically a lot of the people from Deadspin that rebranded and made their own website when Deadspin ate a bag of dicks. So Defector's really cool, and you can just get around their paywall either by registering for free or by going in incognito. Anyway, the story's called Objectivity is a Workplace Hazard, and I think you guys have heard about this a little bit, but it's ramped up now. Washington Post national political reporter Felicia Sonmez sued her employer last week for discriminating against her on the basis of gender.
Mm.
The lawsuit says that her bosses maintained that she had taken a side on the issue of sexual assault by making statements about her own assault, and she therefore was not able to cover stories about assault with the requisite journalistic objectivity.
Excuse me? You mean she had a little bit too much passion?
If you've been sexually assaulted, you can't cover it. Man, do I have news for you about the women population.
Damn it.
Like,
yeah.
Whew.
Dude, sexual assault is no joke whatsoever. And, like, you would not believe the amount of people that have actually gone through it.
Yes, exactly.
And, like, when you look at someone. Well,
okay, and I'm going to take a very fucking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Conservative.
I'm going to go there. Yeah. Well, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Whatever. But if you've gone through it, you can ask my wife, I am a robot thinker at times.
Yeah,
sure.
No.
If you've gone through it, you're going to have a view biased against it kind of thing.
Wait, who is for sexual assault is the point.
I'm not arguing that.
I see your point because
I'm saying that instead of covering it and I'm holding my hands up in the middle.
Sure.
I'm saying that you're going to be over here.
I see your point because it just happened in this episode at the beginning.
Yeah.
I had a biased viewpoint towards this.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
And I swear I'm not trying to attack you, but I don't get what you mean.
Okay.
I really don't. Like, what?
Okay.
Do you-
so if Megan, for instance, if Megan abused me, you don't think that most women that I went into, that I attempted to have a relationship afterward with, that I would be like, ooh, very like hesitant with?
No,
and
that's not what this is. This is saying she can't report objectively because she's been assaulted.
That's my point.
That's his point. Yeah. So, for example, if Daniel was abused as a child.
Yes.
And he was then a reporter.
And I'm covering and people covering, that have been abused as children. Going to
have
I'm going to be like, oh, fuck yeah, fuck your parent. Fuck that motherfucker.
I don't know if it would be that extreme.
But my point is that it's...
But ultimately, no one is for child abuse. No one is for sexual assault.
Change the topic. Change the subject. Let's say
you fucking...
Opioid epidemic. Sure. If you had a family member that had died because of pharmaceutical fuck-ups and pushing, and then you had to cover a story about
pharmaceutical fuck-ups,
don't you think that you would have a little bit more passion?
Sure.
And a little more bias.
But I think it's something like 80% of women by the age of 25 have been sexually assaulted.
But so you're bringing it back to the sexual assault, and we're talking about opioid stuff at this point. I'm saying as an example.
Yeah. If you are one out of a pool of a dozen reporters who could cover this story about opioids, and you're very close to it, maybe back off. You're just going to say no woman that's been assaulted can report an assault?
No. That is not what we're saying whatsoever.
That's what this lawsuit is saying. Okay.
All right.
I'm just like, I don't think you guys are following
it's
me.
Like, it's like whenever you see on cop shows where they're like, you're too close to this, you cannot investigate
if they know it.
Sure, wait, if it's your family,
If the reporter has knowingly, had a sexual assault.
Yeah.
But that's not something that you disclose, like, in an interview or something, so it's tricky.
Well, but you're also going on a statistic that is not... I'm saying that it
that's a whole other episode.
Oh, my God. You know what?
I know.
Okay, 80%...
Let's get to the lawsuit. So,
the defendant was saying that by speaking out publicly, Mrs. Sonmez had taken a side on the issue of sexual assault. He also told her she was trying to have it both ways by publicly disclosing her own assault and continuing to report on the topic. He said, "We don't have reporters who make statements on issues they are covering. We don't want the external perception to be that we have an advocate covering something she has experienced."
Why not?
Again, it's sexual assault. It is so prevalent. Okay. It is such a thing. Like, how are you?
So, did they disclose that she had?
She disclosed she had. She had publicly come
that,
out. And
that is her own
then,
will.
Then honestly, sure. I agree more if she's disclosed it because you already have the information that it's like, well, she could be.
Subject matter expert, maybe?
Well, no. I'm saying.
I don't want to put those words on it. Yeah.
I'm saying if she disclosed that she had been the victim of a sexual assault and she's covering a sexual assault, that puts it in a completely different light than a woman that is covering a sexual assault that has said nothing. And even if she did or didn't.
No, she disclosed it on the story. She didn't disclose it prior.
No, she had prior. It was prior. Then she was blocked from covering stories about sexual assault. My point is,
as a reader, as an objective reader, you're looking at this and you're saying, okay, this person is reporting on this sexual assault. Or this person is reporting on this sexual assault and they've said that they've been sexually assaulted previously, you know. So you have the information that it's like... Okay, it's a different framing. Framing is so important these days.
Like my final stance on this, and I know that you haven't covered the whole thing, but already I have a final stance, and I think that the news agency fucked up.
Yes,
I do believe that this woman was treated in a way that she shouldn't have.
Oh, 100%. Nobody's going
to
argue that.
And to put that in another light. Another part of this lawsuit said that they did not apply the same standard of objectivity in an equitable fashion. Around this same time, she was told about a male colleague who faced sexual misconduct accusations, including sending unsolicited photo of his underwear-covered crotch to a young woman. The defendant never ordered that reporter be banned from covering stories related to sexual misconduct or inappropriate behavior
by men. Another fucked up situation.
I completely agree. I think that's fucking ridiculous.
That gets swept under the rug so fucking much.
I completely agree.
And he was actually
given... You want to fucking talk about equality? Let's talk about equality.
That dude was given a prominent position, wrote more than a dozen stories that touched on those issues, and continues to do so.
No, dude. not right. That's no, fucked up. I'd rein
you guys back in.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's one of these things that the issue these days with journalism is transparency. Period. It's whether or not you're.
I will devil's advocate you here.
Sure, please.
You saying that if a woman's reported in sexual assault, mm-hmm. it's in the right for her to say whether she's been assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think that's fair.
No. I'm not saying she needs to, like, I'm saying that if it's known, and especially if it's known to the fucking editor, she doesn't need to be, like, covering that.
But.
No, I don't agree with that.
You just said that she was biased. She's going to be biased.
I understand
to that.
The reason that she. I understand. No.
What are I'm saying, we? Are we asking for journalism? What or are we no, no, asking what, for editorialism? All right,
listen to me. What I'm saying is, I understand her perspective of being biased towards it, uh-huh. but it's not her employer's right to forbid her from covering a story.
If he knows. Or she knows.
If she's comfortable,
or they
if she's
know?
Comfortable disclosing it and covering the story
okay,
from
okay.
her standpoint.
Okay. If she's comfortable disclosing it and covering it in this story.
Which is what she did, right?
She already had disclosed, like, so, publicly
yeah.
that she had been assaulted.
But my point is if she covers a story, and unless you dig into who covered this story, you're not going to know that back information. I disagree because it's
is
not
a whole
objective
bunch of,
journalism.
But if
that
you
point.
Go into this, if you do, I'm not trying to debate it. Let's say we just take it at face value that 80% of women are sexually assaulted.
Okay.
So women can't write about assault.
No,
I'm just
you.
20% of women can.
Out. You said that she disclosed it outside of this.
Sure.
Already publicly.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it needs to be almost like if it is. It's almost like
that's,
insider trading kind of shit,
whole,
in my opinion.
That is the whole lawsuit, dude. Is like,
I don't think so, man.
They took action after the fact. Like,
that's a
no,
great.
That's,
hey, that's a great thing about opinions. They're like assholes. Everybody's got one.
This is a
some
whole,
people's are shitty.
This is a whole corporate fucking move. Just them trying to cover their asses. Them wanting good fucking ratings. Like, no, that's not right. She was treated wrong. It's unfair. She should win the lawsuit. If she wants to cover a fucking story that she's personally close to, if it was her family member, I could understand.
No, and that's different. If you have like a personal interest in a specific case.
But she has, just because she has an opinion.
But you don't think that objectivity is lost when you've gone through something similar?
Dude, have you watched the news? There is no objectivity in the news. Every news network has a side.
Have you listened to anything that I've said over the past fucking however many episodes? That's my issue with the fucking media.
Yeah. So why blame this woman and why put it on this particular subject?
No, I'm not. I'm just putting it on this because Allie brought this article up.
The bigger issue that I'm trying to get
okay,
at
sure.
is...
Sure.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what their stance would be... A woman can't cover assault if she's been assaulted. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you choose to ever mention that you've been assaulted, you're just blacklisted from any of these articles, which is a ton
no,
of
No, I'm
news.
Not saying that.
I know you're not.
I'm not
That's
saying
the whole point
that.
Of
you
it.
You kind of are.
No, I'm saying that if she's not willing to say, if she's disclosed it previously.
Yeah.
She needs to disclose this almost at the beginning of the article.
No.
To say, not like, oh my God, I'm a fucking victim, but like, I don't know how this needs to be dealt with. But
how about,
but
I am a woman over the age of 25. I have likely been assaulted. Here, I'm writing this story for you. Like,
well, okay.
You know,
okay, I mean, time out.
It's a hard
and my question is, how many dudes have been assaulted? That aren't willing to come forward.
Most
and say
women
that.
Aren't willing to come forward.
Okay, but my point is it's like we're going on what the statistics say versus what's actually occurring, kind of thing. It's like
I am on the side that statistic is real.
I'm not saying that it's not. I'm just saying that.
Okay, so you both are looking at me as a
well, no, no, I don't know. No, she pointed. She pointed. But
okay, so yes,
it's fine. I'm willing to walk away from this.
Yeah,
My only parting comment is I have a very big issue with someone that has been wronged in the same manner of something that they're
sexual
trying to objectively.
Is sexual
it's so
assault.
Prevalent, no, though.
I understand that, but
I'm trying.
Wait, can you let me finish what I'm fucking trying to say?
All right, I'm going to let you finish.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. But I'm just saying that I would like for all of fucking the United States news outlets to strive for objective news reporting.
That's never going to happen.
Okay.
I know, but finish. But yeah.
Okay. Thank you for interjecting again after I've asked multiple times to speak my piece. But anyway, so I would like for us to at least strive for that. Mm-hmm. Perfection will never happen, just like a fucking 100% vaccination rate ain't gonna happen. Right. So, but point is that we should strive for that. We should have fucking goals, and the goals should be if somebody has dealt with something, and whether that be like fucking sexual assault or child abuse or whatever, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The people that have been affected by that, I don't think are the most effective reporters on that because they're obviously going to be biased to that. Period.
Yeah, well, that's...
And I know that's difficult, and I'm not saying that I have an answer, but I'm just saying that it's like... If you're expecting somebody... Like, that's like asking a fucking abused wife... to report on fucking a husband that's abusing his wife. Do you think you're going to get an objective, like, report from that? No, you're not. I'll answer my own fucking question.
No, but also she's not on a jury. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it is just, it's very... It ain't fucking opinions. Cut and dry.
Yeah, you could sway opinions.
It's not as cut and dried as it may appear, kind of thing. And maybe the statistic is 80%. And maybe that is the true reality of the situation. And that sucks. I'm not saying that it's not, you know, that it doesn't suck. I just... I think that if you know for a fact that it's been disclosed, I don't think that she should be able to do it. That's just my hot take.
You've been outvoted 2-1.
I also think that
hey, you know what? I get outvoted every fucking day,
I think that almost also counteracts the whole, like, so if you're assaulted, you should keep it to yourself so you can report on more news. Like, that sucks, too. And I don't think that's what you're saying, but, like... In a way, it is. You
do you have to report on assault?
Assault is a lot, like, rape culture is a huge part of the news.
I'm not saying it's a huge part. I'm saying you're telling me that that's the only thing that they could report on.
It's not the only thing, but it's a lot. Yeah. It's a whole lot.
It happens.
I agree.
Yeah. It obviously happens. But yeah.
As a woman who has been assaulted, you're going to be more interested in covering that stuff. You know?
Yeah. I mean, just think about how
it's just difficult. It's a very difficult thing to approach.
Yes.
Because Allie, you can agree with me, she ain't going to hit it with an unbiased eye.
Everybody's got their biases, though.
Yes.
And I agree with you.
Also, I cannot find my 80% stat anywhere, but CDC's got stuff like 43-ish% of women, but... It's still way more than it should be.
Yeah.
And that's still...
Dude, it's more than zero.
Sure.
Yeah. Period. Anything more than zero is not...
I mean, dude, fucking any kind of assault, period.
Sure.
It's terrible.
And that's also the whole thing is I'm like, what do you mean she's playing both sides? Like, you're not saying, oh, sexual assault's not so bad. Like, what the fuck are you trying to say? Not you. The Post. Washington Post trying to say? Like,
for sure.
No.
No, dude, it is...
It basically comes down to where, like, she wasn't sticking to their agenda on the stance.
And honestly, and maybe that's
what it boils down to.
That's actually a really fucking good point.
Yeah.
Because maybe the fucking editor saw this shit and was just like,
I want you to go in this direction with it.
And you ain't taking it that way. So.
They also insinuated that she was a threat to the Post's ability to win prizes for its coverage of Christine Blasey Ford's accusations and that the editors must protect the story.
Fuck off. No,
that's a big part of it. Sorry, maybe I buried the lead, but that was just barely.
No, but it's like, dude, And that just shows me fucking crony fucking like.
Sure.
That it's like, well, it's not about objectivity.
It's about winning fucking prizes.
Yeah. No. The editor was like, you're going down this route. Mm. Yeah. Fuck your opinions. Fuck your past. Mm-hmm. No, that's not right.
Yeah.
And she, No.
And honestly, coming kind of full circle back to what Larry was saying, you're right. We'll never get objectivity in regards to fucking...
Not as far as... Yeah, no.
Well, dude, they're trying to sell ads.
Yeah, exactly.
And guess what?
Exactly.
Ads don't sell when you're just fucking giving cut and dry news.
That is why Alex Jones made his own news site, dude.
Dude, but have you had it? Hey, but have you taken his dick pills? Holy hell!
Nah, I don't want the frogs to turn gay. So.
Shit!
Oh my god, we went double the time we meant to go for it.
No, but honest. Okay, so
it was a good thing.
And though. I want to say this fucking on air. I love this. Nah, I love you guys, and I think this is great, and I think this is so fucking healthy.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, I'm good friends with both of you guys.
Yeah.
We all don't see eye to eye all the time.
That's why we both like, Larry! Fucking obvious.
Yeah. Bring us in! But that's the best part. This is what I think fucking podcasting should fucking be, man.
Yeah.
It's like bringing shit up, talking about it, and then fucking moving on, man.
Wait, did you say you want to hear more sexual assault reporting from a bitch that's been assaulted? I'm on it! Oh, no.
There you go. There you go. Oh, well, we thank you, the listener. Yes, I'm looking at you. I'm pointing at you.
Why are you looking at Natalie's boobs, dude?
I'm not. I was looking at my computer. Jesus.
Did you say Natalie?
I said Allie's.
Okay, I was like, there's not even a Natalie. No, time out.
She's looking at me. He's looking down.
Here, yeah, so I was okay. Like, who's Natalie?
From my standpoint, you're like looking straight down.
Larry thought I was just like fucking.
I'm like, where the fuck is he looking? Like, because I don't. Okay, so the listeners don't understand.
I'm looking at you.
The listeners don't understand, like, how we sit. So, like, Daniel sits directly in front of Allie, and I sit in the fucking corner because, yes, they do put baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. So,
like, except for us.
I'm directly, like, to Allie's left and Daniel's right. So, like, I'm over here, like, with a different perspective of everything.
From here, he's way looking off past me. But to me, I'm like,
the fuck are you looking at?
That's amazing. I am looking at you with my chameleon eyes because apparently one of them is on Allie's tits and the other's fucking off in the, like, stratosphere.
Man, I hope you guys liked this not lighthearted episode of Untethered. Oh,
but hey, man, this is what you get.
We should probably put, like, a disclaimer before this episode comes out. Like,
maybe put this one's a little heavy.
Okay. I can do that if I remember to post it. But this has been episode 29 of Untethered. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your daddy, baby, Larry.
Oh, and he's in the corner. And we're thanking you guys so much for joining us for, once again,
almost an hour.
An hour, but it was great. It was fantastic. I love it. I feel like I'm living life right now. So, excuse me. But hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and be sure to check out the new episode, the full episode, the big episode on Monday. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.